T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is currently 8:16 on this Thursday morning, January the 13th, highs of 66 today, nice and sunny, same thing tomorrow, rain moves in on Saturday, windy and cold on Sunday, highs of 46, that's going to be the high temperature, and then a freeze on the North Shore, 28 for a low, 34 on the South Shore, and Martin Luther King Day, a cold start and a kind of chilly day with highs in the mid-50s. Right now in Belchase, it's 46. 41 in Slidell, and 38 in Covington. And we welcome our friend Mike Cooper. Coop, president of St. Tammany Parish. How you doing, Mike?
Good morning, Tommy. I hadn't seen you since last year. Happy New Year.
I know, man. Happy New Year to you. And it, I guess it's good because there's not been any trouble or anything, but we miss talking to you. I found it interesting about the pausing on residential development. Because as a parish leader, and I think we're going through the same thing here in Plaquemines and Belchase, Mike, you want growth, but then you don't want growth at the expense of quality of life, right?
That's exactly right. And what's being proposed is a density moratorium or a rezoning moratorium, not a building moratorium or a development moratorium at this time. But recognizing that development is outpacing our infrastructure, that being roads, drainage, water and sewage utilities, I've proposed, and hopefully the parish council will recognize, that we need to do something to balance between taking no action and continuing on the same path and instituting strict requirements that will basically shut down building and development. So this is a rezoning moratorium that would halt high-density multifamily and single-family residential rezoning requests. If your property is zoned, whatever the current zoning is of your property, once the moratorium takes place, you will be able to build, you will be able to develop under the current zoning. Looking ahead, we need to identify areas that or wetlands that need not be disturbed, and we're doing a parish-wide drainage plan. We're updating our development codes. So while all of these things are taking place, we're looking to pause rezoning requests for high-density multifamily and single-family residential.
So that's what I guess I'm asking, Mike. Who's trying to rezone what from what to what?
Well, typically, on a regular basis, we receive applications to take property that may have a lower density, say, you know, one home per acre or two homes per acre, and request for higher density type developments where there are planned unit developments with up to 4, 5, and 6 homes per acre in a compact fashion. And we get those rezoning requests quite a bit. Some get approved through the Planning and Zoning Commission. Some are stymied and denied and rejected, and it goes to the parish council for review or appeal. And sometimes those cases are overturned. The denials are overturned or the approvals are confirmed. So there's a lot of activity continues with residential development, but we want to take a pause as we have these plans underway, and we're investing in infrastructure. We are investing in infrastructure. We have money dedicated for improving our local roads, state highways, drainage, and our water and sewer utilities. So this is a proposed six-month moratorium that could be extended if warranted.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back. 820, 821, I know when I moved into Belchase, and I'm sure when a lot of y'all moved into St. Tammany Parish, you wanted to shut the gates right after you moved in because it's – and I do feel that way here in Belchase where it's like, okay, that's enough. We got enough people. We don't need any more. But then again, I'm sure the people that were there before me felt that way as well. And it is a balance that you got to reach. 821, traffic now, WWL. 25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning, January 13th. Good morning. Thank you for getting your day started with us here on WWL. We're talking to our friend Coop, Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish, who's talking about a moratorium on rezoning, not building, right, Mike? That's a key difference. So if you're going to build according to the way the property is zoned, you got no problem at all. You just get your permits. But if you want the property rezoned and the council is going to take this up on March 3rd, that's when you're saying you'd like to just press pause and let's see where we're going and what's going on here. And is the growth outpacing the infrastructure and that would affect quality of life? Is that about
that it? That's correct. That is correct, Tommy. And the proposed moratorium ordinance was posted on our website on January 3rd, last Monday, and it is it's 30 days or 1 month before the first meeting where the ordinance would be introduced, and that's on February 3rd. I believe there may be some conversation at that meeting, but action to adopt would be no sooner than March 3rd.
So when you said 6 months and then it could be extended, how would you determine, what are some of the metrics you would use to see whether the, what are you trying to evaluate, I guess, Mike? And when would you know if the moratorium needs to be extended or not? What are you looking at? What measurements would you use?
Well, that's a great question. We're undergoing revisions to our Unified Development Code, which is our basis for development. That is underway at this time. We have updates to our parish comprehensive plan, and we're developing a parish-wide drainage plan and also a wetlands plan. So these plans are underway in different stages. We're not recommending that each plan be complete, but as we're receiving information from these plans with regards to how our parish is growing, what areas are suited for high density growth. We'll be evaluating that every month and every 6 months to determine and give recommendations to the council as far as if the moratorium should be extended or if any parts of it should be vacated because we've received information. And we're also investing here, as I mentioned earlier, and as we complete projects that adds capacity to water and sewage or improves drainage and roadways and highways in across the parish, we'll use that as well to make a determination.
When you mention wetlands, is it about protecting the wetlands and also, I guess, in times of hurricanes and storms and rain and so forth, that you have to look for somewhere for this water to drain, and water management perhaps would be a better way to put it?
That's exactly right. We've got what are called critical drainage areas. We have wetlands throughout St. Tammany Parish in mostly flat areas. Some wetlands are natural, and other wetlands may be created by timber harvesting and such. Mm-hmm. So we're identifying wetlands that should be preserved and wetlands that may be mitigated. we often hear that that wetlands are mitigated so that property can be developed, and we want to identify wetlands that should be preserved and not not mitigated. That's just one of the metrics, one of the plans we're doing.
It makes sense to me, Mike. We only got 20 seconds left. Do you think the council will pass it?
I think I do. Okay. I've spoke to several council members, and I think it will for the protection of our citizens and future development.
Got to do it responsibly. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Good to talk to you, Coop, and Happy New Year.
Same here. Thank you, Tommy.
You bet. Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. We'll talk to Mike Haas when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.